This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is great to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, or two websites. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to be happy, you want to be healthy, you want to be successful, you want to be free, then get on board with what we're doing here, because that's really our mission. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. That's what I would like to see for you, all those things. And being here, I try to go towards that area. So that's what we're doing. Join on board. Great broad. Oh my uncle's already laughing at me. It's going to be one of those. I hurt my back a couple of days ago, and I'm not trying to complain, but let me tell you, I'm lathered up in Topperson right now. So we'll make sure I get through this. Either way, back or no back, we got a great broadcast today. John Barber, he's going to come on later. Who is John Barber? Well, great question. He is at the center, was it 20 or 30 years? How many years ago now? We'll ask him. He's at the center of the Garrison tapes, the Garrison files. The CIA has been very hesitant to release. He's going to release information, release files. He's written a new book, quite a character in the TV industry, right at the JFK situation. We're very happy to have him on. You guys have requested him. We've gotten a lot of emails about it. John Barber will be on later. Joseph Meyer is going to join in about 30 minutes. Everybody's favorite analyst. The guy is dry as toast, but he's sharp as a tack.
I love that guy.
He's great.
He's got a great personality.
He really does. He's funny. He likes to laugh. Yeah. Anyway, updates on the economy. Some really important things. Something has occurred here. I think it just happened again, but definitely 2 or 3 months ago, that has occurred probably 4 times in the last 30 years. 4 times. Very important, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Okay, good.
Or when he comes on about half hour. We're going to do news up until then. Of course, Uncle Kevin, you can hear him laughing and making fun of me over here.
I concur with everything you just said.
About my back? Or
about everything. Everything.
The whole thing.
He's in a lot of pain, so.
Okay, we'll see how we go here. News out of RT. UK Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain to seek further delay to Brexit.
Another delay?
Are they ever going to get out?
No.
They're just moving the cheese.
Exactly.
You know what this is like? This is like when my 5-year-old says, Daddy, will you come do this? You know, my bags are, well, maybe come back in 10 minutes and ask me. And she comes back, has it been 10 minutes yet?
No.
No. Well, yeah, it's been 15. Can we go out and play? Well, come back in 5, you know, that's what this is like.
I don't see him getting out unless they have, you know, armed people. Marches in the streets is the only thing that way they're going to get out. They ain't going to let them go.
From the Hill, New Zealand officially introduces bill banning guns used in the mosque attack. The New Zealand government introduced legislation yesterday that would ban the types of weapons used by the gunman in a terror attack that targeted mosques in Christchurch, left 50 people dead. Well, they've already started taking up arms there. They've had initial one guy died already. I wanted to mention the guy just as a, you know, he's a martyr over there. They seem to be okay with losing their guns in New Zealand.
For the most part, yeah. And from what I heard is that the elites are going to be all moving there once the collapse has.
I don't like that word, and they
don't want any guns there.
Well, I don't like that word elite. They're controllers. Elite says they're above us somehow.
Yeah, okay.
You're giving them power. I don't like that.
Dirt balls.
Well, whatever they are, they're not elite. Elite what? They're elite. Elite dirt balls?
Yeah, they think they're elite.
Maybe they're alert. Oh.
The rich and famous.
Let me move on. Trump meets with NATO leader as tensions test the alliance. President Donald Trump is meeting with the Secretary General of NATO as tensions test the Western alliance. Of course, he's been asking for more money. All these, you mentioned the bases we have all around the world.
Yeah, 800 of them.
Trump is trying to say, well, now it's going to be cost plus 50%.
That's good. He's a businessman.
Well, I think that's great. Well, that's the only way that situation works out for America.
Only way. We have to stop paying for the world.
Yeah, let's make it a money make. If we're going to do it,
yeah.
Let's make it a money making venture. Now, this story, you know how I feel about the Declaration of Independence, how I feel about the founding of our country. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
It taints everything that we look at the world. Okay, I'm going to tell you this story, just get your initial reaction. Hofstra University students demand removal of Thomas Jefferson statue.
You want me to comment on that?
Sure.
I thought you were going to read the whole thing.
No, I don't want to. It'll make me too mad.
That makes me mad, too. I mean, gosh. We love Thomas Jefferson. Who's next? Who's next? Are they going to take him down and put Mao Zedong up?
Well, that's what, when they're talking about Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee, without question, certainly of the 19th century, is one of the most respected figures in American history.
Oh, yeah.
Of the 19th century, without question. And they've besmirked him so bad, you can't even hardly mention his name. Well, we talk about him here. And I said at the time, this isn't about Robert E. Lee. This is about this man right here. Because if they can get rid of Robert E. Lee, now let's get rid of Thomas Jefferson. He was a slave owner.
Yep.
And so some of the students, they go on and on. Jefferson has got to go, and their second annual Jefferson has got to go protest of Thomas Jefferson statue. It's not appropriate for a college of diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, right.
What a fool.
Yeah.
What a moron. Just briefly, I guess we have to say this all the time. So if you listen a long time, this is going to be reviewed. But where else do you hear this? So I guess you're going to hear it. Thomas Jefferson was the main author of the greatest political document that we've seen, at least in millennium. In some ways, it's even more. It's even better than the basic judges system that Moses. In some ways, it is. In some ways, the Mosaic Law is superior. But at least in millennium, it is the greatest political document we've ever seen. The divinity that is within in each one of us is not recognized by any government on the world of any size. It is not recognized except and only in one country, the United States of America. And how do we recognize it? By law, Thomas Jefferson's pen, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the next line, just important, governments are instituted among men to support these rights, to protect these rights. So in one foul swoop, Thomas Jefferson has written and declared, unanimously agreed to by all the colonies, by the states, by America, that government's only purpose is to secure our rights given to us by our Creator. And with their honor, their fame, their fortune, their name, they have sworn, our founding fathers swore, to defend that principle. There is nothing like it in at least millennium. It is the greatest moment in, it may be other than, the Savior, the Messiah, a couple of, I mean, we're talking five.
Way up there.
We're talking, you cannot name five moments in recorded history that are greater than Thomas Jefferson putting that pen to paper and putting that moment, putting that down in America, risking everything against the greatest military force in the world to defend what? To defend that principle. Okay, now this moron wants to say his statue's gone. Not that I'm for statues and stuff. It's about they want to erase his memory. They want to erase, now, next they want to erase everything he's done.
Just like Mao in China. Took all, everything down. If you had glasses, they thought you were smart. So
because you read.
Yeah.
You read too much. They didn't want you reading.
Yeah, they kill you. Is that next? Is that what these people want?
Well, Jefferson also, just to be clear so people understand, the students here are protesting or trying to use the fact that he had slaves. Jefferson, in the Declaration of Independence, the initial draft, had a major slight about slavery, that Britain had brought that evil upon them. The queen is the one, or king and queen are the one who brought slavery to America. I hope that's clear to people. It wasn't the South. No southern ship ever brought one slave to America. I hope that's clear. And he made a declaration against the practice of slavery and came very close in Virginia from any one vote away from ending it. When I say ending it, they had a sunshine date, like right. 10 years from now, it'll end. They were about to ban it in Virginia and really in America. They wanted it to be unanimous against the king because of all, they didn't want to fight two big fights. So that's why they won. Thomas Jefferson was way ahead of his time on slavery and certainly on everything else. So people to besmirch his political points of view and to call them un-American, to call them undiverse and uninclusive, I count their opinion about as much. I count my four-year-old's opinion more than theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I have to say about slavery. It's been around since the beginning of time in just about every nation. And it only took America, 80 years to get rid of it about something like that. So that's what.
Well, if we're going to start, then you got to get rid of it. Then we can't study geometry anymore. You know, because Greeks had slaves.
They did.
So we can't study, Euclid. We can't study that anymore. Pi, we got to erase pi because the person who came up with pi had slavery. So we can't. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
It's moronical. And unless
what other country only took 80 years to get rid of slavery? Zero.
Let's move on. But this is important. I mean, all these stories that we're talking about, we must, I feel, we must, you correct me, you say whatever you want, Kev, but we must be able to withstand the cultural war that is ongoing.
Oh, they're going to lose. excuse me. We will win. There is no doubt.
Well, good. Well, we got to get this stuff. These people should be branded. You talk about the letter, Scarlet Letter. Or talk about, this. I don't know what you want to brand these people who say these things.
Morons.
Well, worse. They're
traitors.
They're communist traitors. They're everything. Whatever. Anyway, let's move on. Trump moves to cut aid to three Central American nations. We talked about that yesterday in response to the surge. El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Is he going to back down from that? Is he going to go through? White House softens tone after threat to close the border with Mexico. After Trump threatened, now they're backing down on that.
Well, maybe they promised to move somewhere. Move on to immigration.
You need to clear your throat. Here, I'll turn.
Okay. Is that better?
You're ready to rock.
Thank
now.
You. Well,
Trump in reversal, another reversal by Trump, says replacing Obamacare can wait until after the election.
Well, he's the art of the deal. Does it when he's...
Well, I think that's smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming he's going to win. I mean, what if he doesn't win? Then it'll never get...
He's got to fix them voting machines.
Well, I don't know what he's got to do several things. I don't know. But, trying to fight that right now may be, he's got a lot of irons in the fire.
He does.
I think he needs to follow through on some of these other things. He's already killed the mandate, which basically kills it. Now he needs to just bury it, I guess.
Yep.
Dueling protests Monday in response to Kim Fox and Jussie Smollett in Chicago. Cook County, the police are pretty mad about this.
They are. Yeah. Supposedly
one more.
A federal investigation against Fox.
ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'd like to make you aware of the specials we got over at the Power Mall. Of course, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Everything's on special except the drop ships. Please take advantage. We need and deserve your support. If you're not in the market to buy, please consider a donation. This is your show, and so we bring these people to you because of your support. We're here. We don't get the I say that a lot. I don't think you understand that and the power in that. We don't get checks from corporations or George Soros or whoever. We get money from you. So this is your broadcast. So please support us. 877-817-9829. Back to the news, and then Joseph Meyer will be on shortly. The protests the Monday, Kim Fox and Jussie Smollett. You know the police are just out of their mind about how that case got dropped. The felony charge. Well, they should be.
They should be.
Yeah. I mean, is there a rule of law around here? I mean, in America?
It's far and few between.
Minnesota investigating Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, the Muslim congresswoman, for possibly using campaign funds for divorce and travel.
I'm sure she did.
Well, how do you know?
Educated guess.
What makes
because you... everybody in the Congress does that just about.
Well, that's what I say. But is this even what are we arguing about this for?
Yeah.
Why don't we argue about her stance or her un-American points of view? What's her name? Judge Jeanine, is she back?
Yeah,
Judge Jeanine's back, right?
She's back,
and she's the one who said that her Sharia law position is un-American.
Yeah, it's incompatible with the Constitution.
Right, so let's talk about that. Who cares about her divorce?
God. But if we have to start at one person at a time cleaning up the corruption. So maybe we can start with her.
There's truth to what you said,
I think.
I don't think that's where we should start, though. We need to start with this. We got it staring right in our face, this whole Russian collusion thing. That's staring right in our face. I mean, this is treason. We're talking this lady, you know, she took a trip to Boston for a divorce. Give me a break. Who cares? I mean, really.
Yeah, I get it.
Free Thought Project. We had him on.
We liked that guy.
Oh, love him. Free Thought Project. Grammy nominee making documentary on cure for cancer and AIDS, murdered in broad daylight. I don't know if you've heard this story. His name was Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, I heard all about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a terrible story. The guy cured AIDS, right?
He was doing a documentary about Dr. Sebi from the 80s.
Yeah, he was a herbologist. Yeah, herbologist.
Had cure for AIDS and cancer.
Yeah.
It was curing people, certain kinds of cancer, and curing people of AIDS.
He took it to court, too, right?
Yep, in court he proved it, and right after then he was suicided either way. Yeah, he passed.
Took too many herbs.
So Nipsey Hussle was taking on this project
and rebuilding his community.
Both.
He was doing
fantastic.
Was great. Yeah,
God bless Nipsey Hussle.
Terrible thing happened.
So one of the last things he tweeted just before his shot, having strong enemies is a blessing. So having strong enemies is a blessing. You know, when people like him who put their neck on line, our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, you know, can you imagine 100 years, 200 years from now, we look back on Nipsey Hussle said, oh, well, you know, he said the N-word or something. We can't listen to anything he said or something.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, in comparison to what he just did, I mean, it's not that you don't care.
Yeah.
It's not that, but in comparison to what this man just accomplished and did and sacrificed. And so we're going to let some retard communist in Hofstra tell us that Thomas Jefferson doesn't matter anymore?
Nope. Ain't gonna
I'm not.
Nope.
Are you, ladies and gentlemen? If Thomas Jefferson doesn't matter, America doesn't matter. That's the point I'm trying to get at here. Then what do we have?
One world government.
Yeah, we have the United Nations. You want that?
Nope. Don't want
it. You believe in God? If you believe in God, you better believe in the writings of Thomas Jefferson.
I agree. And I believe in God.
Well, there you go. There you go. Simple. As many as a million calves lost in Nebraska, beef prices in the United States to escalate dramatically in coming months from the economic collapse blog. Michael Snyder. Love it. It's been a while since we had him on. We should have him on again. You know about all the flooding in the Midwest?
Yes, I do.
A lot of calves have died. What does that say for beef prices?
It's going to go through the roof.
Yesterday, snow hit South Carolina. Talk about crazy weather and crazy things.
Well, I know what that's from.
All right, where's it from?
The solar minimum. I was listening to a guy a couple of days ago on YouTube, and he said it's because of the solar minimum. The last time they had the solar minimum, it did the exact same thing with the weather patterns. It's exactly the same.
IBM, you know IBM who marked all the Jews in World War II in Germany?
Yeah, I know.
Well, now they're working on a global Mark of the Beast cryptocurrency network.
I think it's done. I think it's finished. I think it is.
Oh, my gosh. Along those lines, finger vein vending machine. So they can identify you by the veins in your finger.
Oh,
it's basically kind of like a fingerprint.
But even worse.
Yeah, but it sounds worse, doesn't it? Vein. Ooh, gosh. A couple other great stories. PowerHour.com, the best anti-anxiety foods to munch on, among other things. So good to be with you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great broadcast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a Q&A event hosted by Politico, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized former VP Joe Biden for his expressions of affection toward Lucy Flores at a campaign rally in Nevada back in 2014, but stopped short of condemning him or saying he's disqualified as a presidential candidate.
So just say I'm sorry that you were offended is not an apology. I'm sorry I invaded your space. But not, I'm sorry you were offended.
President Trump is expected to visit the U.S.-Mexico border this week. The White House says the president will check out the newly completed section of the border wall near Calexico, California, on Friday. During the visit, the president will take part in a roundtable discussion with local law enforcement officials. Then the president is expected to attend a fundraising dinner in Los Angeles. Calexico is about 100 miles to the east of San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Joseph Myers now joining us. He's become a real good friend of mine personally. I consider him a friend personally, but friend of the show, comes on. His expertise, his experience, straightmoneyanalysis.com is his website, straightmoneyanalysis.com. It's hard to find somebody with the perspective that this man has, and he comes on and gives fantastic information every time he's here. We love him. Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, of course. You're very welcome. Where am I going to start? Now, something happened, I think it was December, the end of last year, that's happened maybe four, five times, maybe in the last 30, 35 years. It is a very big sign. Please explain about the yield curve inversion. Explain that, and what does it mean?
Well, the inverted yield curve means simply when we have short-term interest rates that are currently higher than long-term interest rates. It's been a pretty reliable indicator of the economy slipping into recession over the years. It's not foolproof, but it has a pretty damn good track record, Daniel. It can't be ignored, that's for sure.
So people understand. So if you borrow money, let's just, I'm using numbers here. So the 10-year
bond, a 10-year note. If you borrow for 10 years, say you'll get 2% interest, a return. If you lend the money, you get 2%. If you do it 5 years, then you'll get 2.2%. So it behooves you to loan the money for less time, which logic, common sense tells you the longer you loan the money, the more interest you should get. But that's inverted. Why is it inverting, and why is this such a strong, strong indicator of some financial problems?
Because it identifies risk that we currently don't understand in the credit markets. That's the answer, Daniel.
Explain that a little more.
Well, what it means in the short term is the credit markets are susceptible to much higher rates in the short term versus the long term. And the creditworthiness of companies borrowing the money in the short term is much greater. That's what it means.
We've heard talk about Basel III coming online last week, I think this weekend. Tell us a little bit about Basel III. Is it significant? Why is it significant?
Well, I think Basel III is very significant. As you know, they recalibrated gold to a Tier 1 asset. It had been a Tier 3 asset. So gold is now on the same basis as cash. That's why it's significant.
Okay, we're talking. When you say they, you mean central banks all over the world, not just America.
Yes.
We're talking about central banks all over the world. Gold used to be a Tier 3 asset. What does that mean, a Tier 3 asset?
Well, a Tier 3 asset is an asset that's usually acceptable all over the world for creditworthiness, but it doesn't have the stability and or the staying power of gold. So gold is now a Basel I asset, although I think all through history it's always been a one.
So basically, central banks have now, in the past, have said, well, gold's good, but it's not that good, so we're going to treat it as like a stepchild. Now we're going to treat it as a firstborn son, basically.
Well, we've got the central banks of the world all accumulating gold and accumulating gold very aggressively. China's still leading the way. Russia's still accumulating gold along with Iran. So gold has now come to the forefront, Daniel. I think we've got, quite frankly, money coming out of all asset classes finding a home in gold. And that's why I think we've seen the lows in gold that we witnessed late last year, $1,167 an ounce in gold and approximately $13.55 an ounce in silver. I truly believe that.
Is there any chance, because people like Jim Rogers said that he thinks gold might go down to about 1,000 temporarily on a temporary spike, that basically the dollar is going to increase in value because it's the best looking pig in a room full of hogs, basically, with all the currencies of the world, and so America's dollar is going to get a bump. Is there a possibility of that?
Well, there's always a possibility that these markets can do what no one's expecting, although I don't think it's likely. We had gold make a very important bottom about 3 years ago at 1067 an ounce, and then more recently we've had a retest at 1167, about $100 an ounce higher. So I think gold is basing out here in the $1,280, $1,300 area for a move eventually over $1,365. I think once we get over $1,365, Daniel, we could see gold trade to $1,650.
Silver. When people think of gold, they think of silver right behind it. Your thoughts on silver?
Well, we got to clear $16. It's been very formidable resistance. I think if we get above $16 convincingly, and we get confirmation in gold trading above 1365, we could see gold trade to 21, 22 bucks an ounce. That's what I think is ahead of us, certainly in the balance of 2019 and beyond, much higher silver prices as well as gold.
We're going to go back to your recommendations in this environment. Let's go forward now with the gold idea. Let's carry this through. Central banks are storing gold like never before, really.
Yes, they are.
Not in a long time, anyway.
No.
Are we moving towards some sort of gold-backed currency, a gold-backed yuan, a gold-backed dollar, a gold-backed... You've mentioned this before. Is that what this is saying?
Well, I think we're going to see China back the yuan with gold. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. I think when that does happen, honestly, we're going to follow with a gold-backed dollar here in the U.S. as well. I think we're going to see $2. We're going to see an international dollar backed by gold, and we're going to see a domestic dollar backed by, quite simply and honestly, the printing press. So I think you want to own gold, because I think at some point there's going to be convertibility between the old dollar and the new dollar that's issued with the gold backing. That's why you need gold, Daniel.
Does America have gold to even back a dollar?
Well, we purport to have 8,300 tons, although at the end of World War II we had approximately 14,000. A lot of that gold was sold off in the 50s and 60s.
For what?
We haven't had an audit of our gold reserves since the Korean War in 1953, so we don't know with any certainty how much gold, if any, we still have. I think we do have gold, but I question any amount that they've purported to have on deposit. I really do.
Is this going to be a real problem?
I think it could be a very big problem. That's why you want to own your own gold. You want to own gold and silver, and as I've said many times in the shows we've done, it's of paramount importance that you take physical delivery.
Now, we saw the Federal Reserve, push interest rates up last year, and the stock market really reacted negatively, sharply, and negatively. And then the Fed, you know, they had a, you know, come to Jesus type moment there, and they reversed their position pretty quick, and the markets went back up. That tells me, if I'm looking at that, that the market is not near as strong as maybe Trump or whoever is purporting it to be.
No, it's not. The Fed raised interest rates approximately 225 basis points over the last 2 years. It's clear from what we've seen in the stock and bond markets that the economy in these markets cannot handle higher interest rates. So the Fed reversed course, as you know, in December, and we're seeing the market rally back towards the old highs, which I indicated in my last show with you I thought was possible. And as you know, the old high in the Dow 26,951 and the S&P 2940. And in the NASDAQ, 81.33. So I think in the short term, we're going to go back, retest those highs, maybe make a new all-time high. But I still think you sell into the rally, you raise some cash if we see those price objectives and you move to the sidelines, Daniel.
You have a lot of experience. One of the things I like about you is you don't talk about things hypothetically. A lot of these things... markets, you were there and you saw them in the 60s, 70s, what have you. In all your time, have you ever witnessed a moment quite like this?
Oh, I think when you talk about what's currently happening in the market, I think the highs that we're going to see shortly retested or exceeded are every bit as important as the highs we saw in 1929, 1972, 2001, 2007. Those were very historic and long-term highs in the Dow that took time to surpass. You know, after the high was reached in 1929, 381 in the Dow, we didn't trade above 381 in the Dow till 25 years later, 1954.
Whoa.
When you talk about the high in 1972, I was there, 1051 in the Dow. We didn't get back above 1,000 and stay above it for 11 years later, 1983. Talk about the 2001 high, 11,780. We didn't get back above that for many years. Talk about the 2007 high, 14,1. Again, many, many years till we traded back above it.
Here's
but
the
I do
music.
Think the bottom
Hold
we saw
thought.
In 2009 is 64.70. Is every bit as historic as the bottom as these tops we're currently seeing in the averages. Okay. No one sees the handwriting on the wall.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Straight Money Analysis is his website, Joseph Meyer. And again, his experience, his expertise, he has proven, a proven track record. Some people think he's your voice is a little dry. I like it, Judge. It's like, I like your personality. I don't care what you think of his voice, his personality. What the man has been accurate. Straight Money Analysis is an exceptional tool, ladies and gentlemen. I read it. I learn from it. It's one of my favorite economic and most important, crucial economic things. It's a great newsletter. Joseph, why don't you just quickly tell the audience the special, how they can get a hold of it?
To anyone who subscribes to the newsletter from the Power Hour, you get a one-year subscription at the 6-month subscription price, $149.95. You save a full $110 over the normal one-year subscription. As a bonus, you'll get the September-December 2018 issues of the newsletter. And we'll start your subscription from the latest issue of the newsletter, which is the March 2019. I'm always here if you need to speak to me directly. Just pick up the phone and call my number, 386-677-8642, Daniel.
One more time on that number.
386-677-8642.
Very good. Let's move forward here.
Okay.
We're seeing retail sales plummet, retail closings accelerate,
yes.
even Walmart. And then we're also looking at AI, future of AI, robotic workforce. How are things changing right before our eyes?
Well, I think we're witnessing, although most people won't acknowledge it, the death of retail as we once knew it, with retail stores and retail being headquartered in malls. We're seeing an ending rather than a fresh beginning. I think when we talk about retail, there's no question the Internet has damaged the industry and damaged it, I believe, irrevocably. And we're going to witness more and more layoffs in retail and more store closings. It's inevitable, Daniel. The economy has changed and changed dramatically, and retail's the latest victim. As you know, 25, 30 years ago, we gutted manufacturing. We're now in the process of gutting retail. It's inevitable that this process continue. People want to shop and shop online for convenience and a lot of other reasons, and nothing's going to change that.
A little more than a lifetime ago, somewhere around there, people drove ice trucks and they delivered ice around. Well,
yes, they did.
Not too long after that, they didn't have a job. That whole industry was done, was gone with the refrigerator. We're seeing something similar here. It's transitioning. On the other side, my concern, it's not transitioning from ice truck delivery to now making refrigerators. It's transitioning from this type of industry, retail be gone, then the other jobs, you have robotics coming in to replace and create cheaper labor. So you're seeing, you put all these things together, the economy can only contract. I don't see any other way around it unless there's some just like breakthrough technological thing or something. But still, either way, worker base here is contracting, is it not?
Yes, it is. We're going to continue to see the advancements of automation and robotics, whether we like it or not. And this is another reason why I've said the average American worker has to fall back and fall back consistently and very dramatically on their personal skills. You've got to possess more talent than ever before to be meaningfully employed in the marketplace. That's reality, Daniel.
Let's talk about this. They go together. I'm not transitioning. It's the same two sides of the same coin here. Our economy is doing better than some of the other countries of the world. Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it seems like that we got something going on, and maybe there was some opportunity, or so Trump definitely has done something. Something positive has come of this. One of the reasons I feel, and I want to get your opinion, is oil, the price of gas, has stayed relatively inexpensive.
Yes, sir.
But that may not continue. Do you agree with me, and do you see that continuing?
Well, I don't see it continuing because I said, as I wrote in a recent issue of the newsletter, Venezuela is the wild card. What happens with oil prices is going to be dependent on how things play out in Venezuela. Venezuela, as you know, is a very large oil producer. They were producing about 2 million barrels a day prior to their problems, which are ongoing. They're currently now only exporting about 500,000 barrels a day. So we're going to see rising oil prices and gasoline prices, whether we agree with it or not. The question is, again, not if, when, how quickly oil prices continue to go higher. I outlined in the last issue of the newsletter, I thought oil could trade over $60 a barrel, close tonight around $62.50. I think long-term we're going to see $80 oil. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, Daniel, and I think it's going to dramatically slow down the global economy. I truly believe it.
Now, all this that we're talking about, and you've analyzed this very well. You've been very accurate in the last couple of newsletters. If you had had his newsletters, you could have started to see these markers, and you could follow right along. I mean, really, he's done an excellent job. This does not bode well for stability. What do we see as far as unrest? Certainly we've seen it in other countries of the world coming to America. I mean, is this possibility, the election next year? Do you see any of these factors playing in?
Well, I think the socioeconomics that are certainly unfolding here in America are not good. We've got more violence than ever before, more homelessness than ever before, more people who've left the job market and probably will never return to it in a meaningful way. So we're transitioning the economy of the United States, and I'm very alarmed to see the rise of purported socialism as being an answer to our economic shortfalls. I think it's a mistake. This has always been a democracy. It's always been an economy, a free market system. And I hate to see the talk of the Democrats all leaning towards socialism as being the answer to the problems we're facing. I really do.
Well, let me interject one thing. It's not that we have democratic processes, but we're a republic.
I think
that's important. I know you know that, but I just say that because the same. Well, the discussion, the talking points, then they use that word and throw it around. Oh, democracy, and then they pull you in. Well, democratic socialist. Well, we're democratic. We have a democracy now, but we're just democratic socialists. No. We are a constitutional republic with our rights coming from our creator.
I don't think the economic system has failed, but I think it has to be realigned and it has to be more fair and equitable, and that's what I think.
We got about a minute or so. Last thing that you would say to the audience, what do they need to think about for their own personal situations?
Well, I think you want to have a game plan, certainly a game plan that will allow you to survive what I think is coming. You know, I've said many times the American economy is not dead, but it's been very badly wounded. We're going to see a reset in all asset classes. Gold and silver is going to lead the way. You've got to own gold and silver. You've got to have physical possession of it. You have to have a minimum 6 months of cash for emergency purposes. And if your job looks shaky or you're not sure you're going to have gainful employment, now's the time to take action and certainly do what you can to ensure that you can meaningfully put food on the table and keep a roof over your head. That's what you need to do.
There's the music. Also, food storage. Ladies and gentlemen, food storage is cheap now. Can you imagine, you know, all these shortages with the floods?
Yeah.
Take action. Joseph Meyer, God bless.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.